tops reminded Joe of snow blowing through his headlights in a blizzard. The trees seemed to be so close he could reach out and touch them. "We hardly ever crash," Bill Slaughter said. Hurt laughed and told him to stop it. Joe stared at the back of Slaughter's round head and tried to burn two holes in it with his eyes. Although he appreciated the time and effort that went into being members of the Civil Air Patrol, he didn't appreciate their black humor at the moment. "So what's this guy likely to do if he finds himself lost?" Slaughter asked Joe through the headset. "What do you mean? Is he the kind of guy who panics?" Joe thought about it. "No, he's too dumb to panic. And he does know these mountains pretty well. He used to guide hunters up here." Slaughter said, "The reason I ask is that we've learned over the last few years, if the lost person is young, they start climbing to try to find a cell signal on the top of a mountain. If they're older, they tend to walk down along a creek or stream." "That makes sense," Joe said. "My guy would walk down. My guess is he'd follow a spring creek until it joined one of the forks of the Powder River. Then he'd find a ranch or another hunting camp. I could also see him